السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. Session number 2 in question about what to do with the youth who is starting or already addicted to laptop, phone, iPad, and going surfing in the net and exposed to a lot of nonsense and damaging to their soul and their Iman and Islam and everything else. I said, number one, you the father, you are a criminal. You are a criminal in the front of Allah because you let it sit until it reached this level. You forget all the advice. You refuse to seek advice and consultation. We have no leadership. We have no vision. If you watch the Turkish series about Ertugrul or Uthman, you will find something very important. They have advisor. They have shuyukh. They have elder. They have system. They have a vision. They have a goal. But what happened if I marry and I want submissive piece of meat, cooking, agyu, hollow, passive, good for nothing, except jewelry and backbiting and this and that and nonsense and clothing? What she will give to the children? Nothing. What about me? Busy at work, blaming and complaining, do and don't, halal and haram, regulation, and nobody understand anything. No motivation to the soul, no motivation to the feeling, no motivation to the intellect, no motivation to the body. Why? Because I'm bankrupt too. I'm refused to grow. I am refused to seek knowledge and follow up. Okay, now what to do? If we really follow Quran and Sunnah, Quran and Sunnah is very dynamic. You have a lot of story in Quran. You have a lot of messenger prophet story. You have Quranic story. I talk about it for years. Do you sit down, for example, and get a story? Do you know in internet also? You have a story, Quranic story for children, Quranic story for adult and youth. Who's stopping you? And if you do not know, seek knowledge, ask questions, seek consultation, verification. Who's stopping us to have books at home like Hayat al-Sahaba, Imam Muhammad Yusuf al-Kandalhawi, or Riyad al-Salihin, or Men Around the Messenger? And I do it as a story, motivation. Who's stopping me to have this dialogue, huge difference between dialogue and order, right and wrong? Huge difference between dialogue and order and right and wrong. How we motivate the children? How we make among these children a warrior, a scholar, a doctor, a beneficial to the ummah? How these children will carry the ache of the ummah when they're not sure and they do not know and they're so confused and they have no knowledge about the condition? We need to educate them about the history of the ummah from Islamic point of view, from dunya point of view, to understand where we are, what to do. By the way, if I'm letting my wife to grow and be active, If we have Islamic activity, it's not only Quranic class. It's not only hadith. What about the seerah? What about put it in practice? What about having activity? Workshops. Everywhere I go, I find out the people who do the workshop is bankrupt by himself. Is everybody I want to ego and show. What about having fundraising activity for the poor people? Go empowering the villages, making water well for them, see what they need. Have different team. So one team go to agriculture, one team go for a different, you know, activity. Because the youth need activity. They need to be active mentally, emotionally, and physically. If you do not give them all this platform, what will happen? They will be sucked over the internet. And before you know it, they will be gone. They will be full of doubt, resentment, wrong feeling, wrong direction, wrong addiction. And who responsible in the front of Allah? Number one, the father. Number two, the mother. And all of us responsible. Is your children know what the condition? What going on with Palestine? What is the case? What about Masjid al-Aqsa? What about Kashmir? What about? You name it. What about the Uyghur in China? By the way, if I'm not aware about what's going on, if I'm living selfish and greed and wacko and whatever, any time the enemy of Islam is spreading rumor, is spreading mischief and fitna, our children will be in it, will be a part of it. Not part of the solution, will be part of the problem. But who make them? Who are bringing them? We destroy them, we spoil them, or we make them so stubborn, or we beat them up, and we become rigid, hollow, and when they are flipping, now we're screaming and crying. My dear brother and sister in Islam, even if it's too late, but it's not too late to take action. Ask question, in practical question, humble yourself, seek consultation, and follow up. You will be fine. If you do not know, ask. Again, the youth has to be active. If I'm active with all this, I am carrying him. I am carrying a lot of thought, feeling for the ummah. Even if I'm busy in internet, I'm busy spreading goodness. Busy spreading knowledge. Busy to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviating the suffering of other, educating other about the condition of the ummah, what is going on. Extremely important, my brother and sister in Islam. Dialogue. We are bankrupt of dialogue. Do, don't. Why you didn't do? Why you didn't do? Why you did? But where is the dialogue? Where is the motivation? Where is the motivation and stimulation of your feeling and your thinking? How I can make you have a desire to be, desire to do? Do what? Go for what? Feeling for what? What is your purpose in life? This cannot coming by do and don't. This coming by journey of upbringing. When I am active with them in different story of the companion of Rasulullah, some historical people. Right now is very soon. The Turkey will generate another episode about Barbaros, the greatest captain in his own time. If you study about this captain, wallahi you cry. Wallahi you cry. You see, if I seek knowledge, but I'm bankrupt of everything, Why Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, I'm the most knowledgeable man, he said, go to Khidr. During this time, he's an unknown man. Nobody know until now who he is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Abd. He's a slave of my slave, go. He is the most knowledgeable man. What it meaning? Seek knowledge. Seek understanding, grow. By this way, we have a lot to share and give to the children. Again, you do not know, ask. Keep asking until you find the right answer. You have plenty, plenty, plenty of beautiful, beautiful stuff on the internet now. I'm talking about Islamic stuff. So beautiful, so motivation, so uplifting. And you cannot let your wife to be a zombie, because your wife will be your enemy, dunya and akhirah, and the enemy of the family, and the enemy of the children, and the enemy of the future of the ummah. Because the kids imitating the mother more than the father. The father is busy. But we are so neglectful of the upbringing the woman, and after that, it's too late. Look, the greatest woman in Islam. Look, each one of them, what she did. What happened to Asiya? Who is Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun? Why Allah mentioned her? Why Allah built her a palace in Jannah? She said cooking. She making roti for Musa alayhi salam. Or biryani until he get fat. And that's it. This is what we do. Cooking. That's it. And even we do not know even how to eat healthy. We are bankrupt. Bankrupt in everything. And we're supposed to be the leader of mankind. Leader of what? Leader of knowledge, leader of iman, leader of manner, character, generosity, kindness. This is not a talk. This is not a session. It has to be alive. Alive. You cannot go to the youth and keep giving them lecture. No. Lecture, motivation, dialogue, be a part, activity. They have to carry the hem of the ummah, the condition of the ummah, the uplifting of the ummah. They have to know what's going on. We are in the end of time. But again, this is not do and don't. This is a journey of upbringing, motivation, until we're molding them. And they want to be a part. They want to be a part. Dialogue. May Allah forgive us. We do not know how to make dialogue. Imagine. Allah bear witness. I can help you a lot. Only if you're willing to humble yourself and listen and obey. Before it's too late. Please. Each one of us responsible. Either will be a part of elevation. Of the deen of Allah. Alleviation of the suffering of other. Or we are part of being the disgrace for the ummah. Remember, each one of us responsible. Islam is amana. The message is amana. Will be a question about it. I hope I answer you. Please don't hesitate. Ask question about anything. And this is what you should teach your children, male and female. Ask question. Don't worry about it. Don't betray your children. We have a lot of work to do. And we can gain a lot for ourselves and the ummah. And we can lose a lot for ourselves and the ummah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.